Hi, my name is David. I'm an addict. Woo!
Sorry, I interrupt you, but they also have a translation going on, and you find in channel one is going to be Italy, number two, Germany. If that is otherwise, you hear about their change the channel. I'm not sure the number, but two lines, Italy and Germany.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, there's a lot of people here. Oh, God. You know, one part of me wants to hide in the corner and not be seen, and was thinking that was a damn stupid idea to say yes to this. And the other part wants to put up a show so that at the end of this I have 5 new sponsees and 2 women want to marry me and I'm the greatest star of NA. And I have to tell both of them, both of those parts in me, to shut up. Because this morning I called my sponsor and I said, oh, I don't know if I put the wrong t-shirt and I should take the other t-shirt and blah, 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 blah. And he just said, you know, David, the beautiful thing about your message is that you're the only one who can share your message, nobody else. So that's all I'm going to try to do. I'm going to tell my story, my experience with how this program saved my life, changed my life, and gave me a wonderful life today. And I will try my best to do that and tell my story. And and I have to be vulnerable to do that. I have to show myself. I have to be honest. And I don't know if there's going to be tears or not, you know. I couldn't cry for 10 years in NA. I couldn't cry. Could do all these things, but no. But be careful what you wish for. At some point it started, so I don't know. You know, we have so many different stories in NA. We have so many different ways of living, different rock bottoms. And we're just talking this morning with a friend of mine of the fellowship over breakfast that it's important that we have this diversity, this variety of the story. And, you know, I come from a normal family. There was no abuse. There was no violence. My dad is a doctor. My mother is a teacher. And, you know, when I grew up, I lived in Africa for some time because my dad was a doctor for tropical disease. So we were there. And there was no crime. There's no addiction in my family other than me. And when we were there, at some point, my little brother was born, Jasper. And my little brother is heavily disabled. So we moved back from Africa. And there was a lot of pain. And my parents, they have really struggled with this. They tried all their best to help my brother, to provide a good life for him. So for little David, you know, in Africa, I was the one white kid with 100 kilometers. I was free. I had an adventure. We came back to Germany, and life changed. It was all about my brother at some point, and my parents fight a lot. My parents separate at some point. My dad, later on, I found out my dad tried to kill himself in that period. And I went out, and I found drugs. Because I wanted to escape. I wanted to medicate myself. I didn't want to feel the feelings. I didn't know back then. Now I know. But I needed this escape from life. I didn't want to deal with the pain. I didn't want to deal with the reality of what is. And as we say in the beginning, taking drugs was fun. It was new. I went to parties. I went out. I did bullshit. I did crime. And at some point, it became normal. At some point, like, you go out, there's always something there. It's just normal. It's part of how I live. And throughout the years, at some point, and I didn't realize, but it became necessary. I couldn't, the idea to go on a party without having something in my pocket was like, what the fuck, why do you do that? Why, you know? The idea to hang out with people who were not using was like, why? They're not cool. It's not going to be fun. I'm not going to do that. And I think early on, my parents realized that I'm not good. I'm not doing well. But I was already shut off. I already didn't let them close to my heart. I was already behind this wall of pain and behind this desperation of life. And You see, we all have a different rock bottom, and my rock bottom was not with a needle in the arm on the street. And in the beginning in NA, that was a struggle for me. I was, oh, maybe I'm not addicted enough. You know, maybe I don't belong here. I'm different than you guys. And I think this is the very dangerous thing, to think that I'm different. Because the moment I think I'm different, the moment I think it doesn't apply to me. So, long story short, I don't, you know all how it went. Didn't go well. More addiction, more shit. Yeah. And then more desperation. And at the end, I was depressed. I was depressed. I wanted to kill myself. It was not fun anymore. For a long time, it was not fun. And I like to tell the story that I found pictures from my last parties. And if you would take, and in my head, it was like, hey, this was a great party. I had a great time. Yeah. And if you take that picture and go outside and show it to 10 people, nobody will say, this guy on the picture has fun. I had a face like this, dark eyes, looking really angry. Doesn't look like a person who has fun in life, who enjoys life. So my perception was fucked up. And I learned about NA early on because my parents sent me to some friends in LA and the first meetings, but I didn't get the message. I was like, hey, this is nice, and probably I'm an addict. I agree with that, but I was not ready to do that. And then I'm happy to say at my last detox, somebody did H&I. And they touched me. I got it then. And I was scared to go. And there's somebody there who's also here in this room who took me then to my first meeting afterwards. And I felt like, shit, this is me. You know, at the end, I didn't know how to stop. I knew what I'm doing is not good. Something in my subconscious was screaming at me like, what the fuck are you doing, David? But I didn't know. I didn't know nobody who didn't take drugs. I didn't know anybody who, how? So in my imagination, it was that maybe I can stop, but it's not gonna be fun. It's gonna be fucking boring, and I'm never gonna dance, I'm never gonna talk to a girl again, I'm never gonna have fun, I'm never gonna laugh, and whew, this is really gonna be dark and depressing shit. And then I went to my first meeting, and there's people who took drugs like I did, and they have a sparkle in their eyes, they smile. And that was an equation that didn't match in my head. How can you not take drugs and have fun? How is this possible? And I didn't understand a lot of the stuff. All this hugging was scary to me, and God was, I don't know. But I understood that they found a way to not take drugs and have a good life. And that's what I wanted. That's what I needed. And that kept me coming back. Because you see, now I'm getting excited. There's some people leaving the room. I think it's about me, you know, so everything is about me. That's also my disease. When I arrived in NA, I was so desperate that I was willing to do the stuff they say here. I went to my first meetings, and pretty early on, I found a sponsor, and I worked the steps. I started working the steps. And I remember the first time my sponsor told me, David, why don't you pray about this? And I was laughing at him. I was thinking he's making a joke. I had a lot of problems with God and spirituality. I don't like church. Like, what? This is not for me. And it took a lot of pain for me to be willing to try that. And I think that was for me the critical thing to really be willing to try it out. This is a big experiment, and I was invited for the spiritual experiment. I don't know what happens in the end of it, but I saw it in you guys. I saw it in the old-timers. I saw it in the people around, the way they're living, the way they're smiling, the way they're dealing with their family, the way they're dealing with problems at work. I saw that, okay, there is something there that I want. That there's an attraction that I needed in my life. And so I did the other big thing that we do in this fellowship. I asked. I called them. I don't have to figure it out by myself, but I can call the other guys and say, hey, how did you do it? What's going on? And it took me a lot of, to really connect with them and then to talk to people I don't know and to tell them, hey, this is my situation and how do you feel about this? It took a lot of energy. It took a lot of trust. And I'm not very good at trusting people, even after all those years, you know? So what do I want to say? I want to say that if you're new on this program or if you've around for some time but you don't know where to go, what to do, give yourself a break, take it easy, and work the damn program. Do the things that need to be done because it will change your life. And for me, today, I'm 12 and a half years clean. I have a wonderful life. Thank you. And you see, that was not given. There was a lot of time in my program where I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I'm going to take again. I'm going to use again. I don't like this. I don't want to look at my character defects. I don't want to... Bah. And I have to be very honest with you guys that there were situations where I was thinking like that, and then next to me in the meeting was a person coming back after a 5 years relapse. Almost dying, lost friends and family, lost a lot of shit, and I was there like... Yeah, maybe I stay for another day or two. So we lost a lot of people to the disease. We just recently in my hometown, we buried somebody. He was for years in the meeting, in and out, he died. This is a deadly disease. And I have to be reminded of that because I forget. I think, well, it was 5 or 6 years clean. I was like, yeah, I got this. I go to meetings, I call my sponsor, I got this. I had to have those negative examples as well. I had to have the positive examples that it works, but I also had to see the other side of addiction. I had to go to H&I to sit in the hospital and see the desperation and see the pain again because I forget it. This is important. And at some point, you work the steps, you think, oh, my life is okay, and you don't want to continue. As I heard, I think yesterday, was also, you hit a wall. You're like, okay, this is okay, I'm going to stay here now. And I had to have some old-timers who encouraged me to look deeper, to understand that recovery is not only about not taking drugs, but to deal with the other parts of my life, financial, pornography, sexuality, how I spend my money. You see, the disease has warped my perception. Like, my perception of life, of reality, was so warped that I didn't know. I had to call my sponsor. There was an email from my boss at work. I didn't know how to properly respond to this. Like, do I have to punch him now? Do I say something nice? Do I do people-pleasing? What do I do? So I had to learn to live. I had to learn to do the normal things in life again and again. And I couldn't do that without you. I couldn't do that without the guys in NA that helped me to understand what's the proper reaction to situations in life. What's the proper way to deal with certain things. So yes, in the beginning it's about drugs, but after that it's more. More will be revealed. And that more, this new way of life, is this we do recover, and it never stops. It always goes deeper. And as I said, I had a lot of problems with God and spirituality. I didn't like this. But I had to find my way. I had to find my own definition of my higher power. And with 2 years, that was different than it was with 3 years, than it was with 5 years, than it was with 10 years. So I think, I tell my sponsors as well, find your own. Don't take it from somebody else. Find your own definition. You have the right to do that, and it's super critical that you do that. Because at the end of this program, it is about the spiritual solution. The mental side, the bodily side, that's okay. But if you don't find the spiritual solution, it's not going to work. You are going to get stuck at some point. So, damn, I feel excited now. I feel I want to do the show. I want to say something funny so more people laugh and things like that. I heard somewhere that addiction is a love disorder. My ability to love other people, my ability to accept the love from other people to myself, and my ability to be loving to myself. And today, that's always a very good measurement of where I am in my recovery. You know, I sometimes have to think that if there's another person next to me, a second David, and that's treating myself like I'm treating myself, is it a friend? Do I have to fight him? Well, what's going on? How do I deal with myself? And initially, I always thought also, I want to be a good friend to myself. I want to be friendly with myself. But that changed over the time. That's changed to, I want to be like a loving father to myself. I want to have a relationship with myself like a loving father. Because sometimes I do need a kick in the butt to clean my room. Sometimes I need a hug. And this changed so much for me to really also love myself. You say the things in the outside, they worked at some point. I got a university degree, I got a job, I traveled, da-da-da. But the inner work, how do I treat myself? How do I treat the people next to me? That's the measurement today. And I can't do it alone. Even today, I need to see you guys, how the program works for you. Because if I see it in you, that it works for you, then understand, okay, it still might work for me as well. I need the mirror. I need the reflection. And that's why I think this we do recover. It's not I do recover. It's not recovery happens to me. It's an active program. I have to get my ass out and do it. I have to call. And even today, I have to show myself. I mean, I have to be honest. And this is sometimes doesn't mean only to lie, but it means to really say what's going on inside right now. What's the feeling right now? What's happening in here? And that's difficult because my normal reaction is to wear a mask. My normal reaction is to not show the pain, to not trust, to hide, to step back behind something. And it takes courage, and it takes a lot of courage to show myself as I am. And today, there's more and more days where I can do this. Today, there's more and more days where I am able to show up as David. Not to make myself bigger, not to make myself smaller, not to be cooler, not to be more muscular, blah, 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 but just David. And just being David is enough. That's good. And that's what this program made me. We talked a bit before that, the program, it's not about making me holy or being able to walk over water or blah. It's about making me whole, making me again, becoming a human being again. And I also needed to go to conventions all around the world to see that this works for a lot of people. It works for people in Nepal. It works for people in the desert. It works for you guys here up in the north. Because this is like an antidote to me feeling different. I think, I'm different. This doesn't, David. It works for a lot of people in a lot of different situations on this planet. I'm not different. So shut up, stop believing the lie in your head that you're different, that you don't need this anymore, and just make the next phone call, reach out, pick up the phone when one of your sponsors calls, you know, the one that's obsessed, that you don't want to listen to, you know, that's some crazy story, and like, not this again. Pick up the phone. It's important because people picked up the phone when I called them. And I was saying the same bullshit again and again and again. And also, this international fellowship, it helps me a lot when I'm at my service meeting at home in Hamburg with the same five guys. We have an argument. I hate all of them. They're all idiots. This is never going to work. NA is blah, 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 blah. To understand that, okay, NA is bigger than my home group. NA is bigger than Hamburg, than Germany, than Europe. Take it down. We had a lot of fights during Corona. We really fought a lot. Open meeting, closed meeting, can we do this, can we do that, Oh no, NA is going to break, NA is going to die, No, this is a fucking big fellowship. We can carry a lot. Stop trying to save it, stop trying to change it. It works. Trust in it. That was very, very important for me at that time. By the way, time, I have zero idea. You will scream. 10 minutes more, okay. Time flies when you're up here. So the internationality of this, that I know that it works for people here, it works for people there, that also makes it attractive again for me. Because I like to travel, I like to see people from all around the world. So nowadays, I have a phone book full of friends in NA. I know I can call them, I know I can reach out to them, and I know I can connect with them. And it's not about me anymore. That's also the other big part of this for me. I can be so self-obsessed. I can, my world can turn around me, me, me. And sometimes also in a very subtle, subconscious manner, I don't realize that I'm turning again around me. So to let go and just call somebody and say, hey, how are you doing today? Takes me out of my bullshit. Takes me into some very beautiful friendships I have developed in this fellowship. And we went through a lot, you know? We went through life. Life just is. And you know, I had a resentment against my higher power because of my brother Jasper. I had a resentment, why is life so unfair that my brother is disabled, is coming on this planet, and there's all this struggle, and why? Why is life like this? Good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people. Why is life like that? I struggle a lot with that. And I had to find my own answer to that. Everybody has to find his own thing. This is the beauty of this. And my own answer for me was, life just is. Life is not fair. Nobody said it's fair. But I can deal with it today. That doesn't mean it's always pretty, but it means with the help of my sponsor and the program and also some therapy, I also had to do some other stuff. I got into a position where I can love my brother. I have a healthy relationship with my family again, with my dad. I could rebuild that, and I could accept that this world is not fair. I don't know if there's a bigger meaning behind my brother being disabled or not. I don't know. But that doesn't matter today. What matters is my attitude towards it. So the problem is not the problem, but your attitude towards the problem is the problem. And I think the beauty of this program is that we all find our own way. We are all able to find our own spirituality, our own definition of God, our own tempo, and our own answer to life. So I'm not sure if any of this made sense to anybody. I feel like it did not, but I think it's just my brain telling me I probably put the wrong t-shirt this morning. I don't know. I can just say that NA changed my life, and I am really, really grateful that I'm alive and that I'm here. You know, there was I was in another convention, and there they had some ceremony about the people who died from the fellowship. And I sit there for 2 hours crying. Because that was the first time after 12 and a half years that I feel the gratitude of being alive. That I feel what a blessing it is to be alive, to be in this fellowship, and to have a chance to work this and to really increase the quality of life of me, of the people around me, and to be useful. And as I said, if you're new to this, I would like to invite you to try the experiment. Give it a chance. Give it a shot. It really, really is a very, very precious thing. And I sometimes hear from my mother or from other people, oh, so you're so lucky you're an addict. You have an A like this. So I heard the joke that it's the only disease where if you treat it, you come out better in the end than in the beginning. I'm not sure about that, but I understand that this gave me a lot. And the love and the trust and the community and the fellowship I found here, I don't want to give it away for anything anymore. I'm not going anywhere. And I hope you're also staying around because we do recover, otherwise I would sit here alone and that would be very, very sad. So hope you all stay. I hope you all find in NA what I found in this fellowship. And I would like to thank you very much. And with that, I want to close. Thank you.